Welcome to the Walk On Podcast. I hope this podcast helps you take your next step in your faith journey with Jesus. Well, hey, Walk On friends. This episode of the podcast, I am celebrating. After a year of late nights writing and editing and formatting, my book is finally completed and it is published. It's available on Amazon and I am super excited. The book is called Trustfall, How the Fall of Man Reveals a God Worth Trusting. And in the book, I walk through verse by verse, Genesis 3, talking about the Garden of Eden and looking at the fall of man, you know, the moment that Adam and Eve eat the forbidden fruit. And this event is often just looked at as bad news, but I work really hard to point out the good news of God's character, his faithfulness, his goodness and love that's revealed in that story. And that I believe is built upon throughout the rest of Scripture. So I'm excited celebrating that the book is out. And I want to take episodes in the future where we talk about some of the ideas and the content of the book. But in this episode, I just want to take a moment to talk a little bit about the origin of the book, how it came to be, and the why behind the book. Why did I write it and what I hope that it accomplishes? And so really this book started, if I'm honest, it really started probably 4 or so years ago. When I came across some resources and some content that really just helped me have a renewed passion for Scripture. I came across a resource called The Bible Project. They put out little animated videos on YouTube that overview books and themes in the Bible, but they also have a podcast and just some incredible resources that are free to access on the internet. And I came across them and just really opened up Scripture and helped me see Scripture kind of as this big picture, this story leading up to Jesus and helping me connect some dots. And then about 2 years ago, I came across another resource called the Bema Discipleship Podcast. And I was a part of a discussion group where we listen to those episodes and talk about them. And that resource as well just really gave me a passion for God's word and helped me see things in a new way. That resource helps walk through some of the Jewish context of Scripture, helps speak about Scripture from an Eastern perspective, which is the perspective that the writers had in that context, and just really just such a helpful resource. And so both of those resources talked a lot about Genesis. So I had been studying and living in Genesis for a while. And then about a year and a half ago, I was able to do a high school camp class. So during the summer, we had our high school camp, and they asked me to teach a class through the week of camp. I was really honored to do that. So I took some of the things I'd been learning about Genesis and put them in and began to work on some material that I was able to teach those high school students. And it was just such rich discussion that we had, and it was just really cool to walk through that. And then about a year ago, then I led an adult Bible study and took some of that same content that I did with high school students and reworked it and added some things and did a Bible study with adults through that. And again, it was just such a really great experience to walk through that, such rich discussion. And I was able to add some of my own insights and some things like that into there. And so it was the ending of that Bible study a little over a year ago, where there's some really great feedback about the material and how God used it. And then I was driving home after the last session of that study, and this thought, clear as day, popped into my head. The thought was, this needs to be a book. Now, I hadn't planned on writing a book. It was never a goal that I had, but driving home after that Bible study, that thought just clear as day popped in my head. And I believe that it was a thought from God. And so so I began to go to work, researching some more, taking the material from the classes that I had taught and working it into thinking through how can this be a book and how can I communicate this in that format. And then I began writing. And this was totally a side project. I wrote at night after my wife and kids had went to bed, and I had many nights late into the night researching and writing. It took me about 5 months to get this first draft together for the book. And so then I sent that out to a handful of people to get input and their perspective on it. And then I took their feedback and incorporated some of their suggestions and edited it some. And then I sent it out to a professional copywriter. And then I spent a few months formatting the print version and the ebook version, getting that ready, which I learned a lot in that process. And here we are. Trustfall is out into the world, and I'm excited to see how God uses it and excited to see how that content can impact people and impact others in some of the same way that some of those ideas impacted me. And so that's a little bit of how the book came to be. But let me talk about the why behind the book and what I hope that it accomplishes. The truth is, as a pastor, I meet all kinds of people that have a skewed view of God. Right? They have a view of God that's based more out of fear and shame. They have this sense that God's angry or disappointed with them, or at best that God just kind of tolerates them, you know, almost like God's this exasperated parent who's like, you dang kids, you keep making a mess of this. If you don't clean this up, you're grounded, you know? And I think so many of us have some of those underlying views of God that drive and impact how we interact with Him and how we see ourselves. And I think many of us approach then Genesis 3, the story of the Garden of Eden, with that perspective. And the way we interpret that story reinforces that perspective. And so what I realized as I was writing this book and researching is that for all the ways that we're familiar with Adam and Eve and the talking snake and the forbidden fruit, we really don't understand what that story is truly trying to communicate. And as Christians, when we talk about the gospel, we mention the fall of man as the starting point for why Jesus had to die on the cross. Then if we don't fully understand Genesis 3, then we won't fully understand the good news of the gospel. So with this book, I hope to highlight the good news that we miss among all the bad news in Genesis chapter 3, that in the midst of the fall of man, there are all these glimpses of God's goodness and His trustworthy character, that He really is a God worth trusting. So I would like to actually just read the introduction to the book. I think that'll help you understand a little bit of the idea behind the book and what I hope to try to accomplish with it. So here's the introduction to Trustfall. Did Adam and Eve have belly buttons? Where was the Garden of Eden? Did snakes walk on legs before God cursed them? Do men have one less rib than women? Was creation literal 24-hour days or just time periods? What kind of fruit was the forbidden fruit? As a pastor, I get asked all kinds of questions about the Bible, especially questions about the first few chapters of Genesis, the first book of the Bible. There's something about that ancient story that captures our imagination and piques our curiosity. I believe there are no bad questions about the Bible, but that doesn't mean every question we ask is created equal. Some questions are more helpful than others. Marty Solomon, author of Asking Better Questions of the Bible, says when we ask questions the Bible isn't trying to ask, we always get the wrong answers. While did Adam and Eve have belly buttons may be a valid question, it isn't a question the Bible asks or attempts to answer. So any conclusion we draw just won't be helpful in getting us where Scripture is trying to take us. The Bible is more concerned with helping us understand who God is and who we are in relation to Him. Questions that help us discover those truths have a greater impact than any other questions the Bible may not be trying to answer. This book is my attempt to help us discover what the biblical writers were trying to reveal about God and about humanity in the first few chapters of Genesis. We will pay close attention to Genesis chapter 3, the story of the Garden of Eden, and to what is commonly referred to as the fall of man in Western Christianity. The Christian circles I find myself in place a lot of emphasis on the fall. It's referenced often in sermons and evangelism strategies. Yet for all the times it is referenced, very few times are the events of Genesis 3 studied in an in-depth manner. If the good news of the gospel is in response to this event described in the opening pages of Genesis, it might do us good to understand what the Bible is trying to say. To do that, we have to overcome another challenge. Even though Genesis 3 isn't often studied in depth, the frequency with which we reference it creates a false familiarity. We think we know it. This is what Jewish rabbi David Foreman calls the lullaby effect. You know the classic lullaby, Rockabye Baby in the Treetop. We sing it to babies as this soothing and loving song, but the lyrics are quite unsettling. When the bough breaks, the cradle will fall, and down will come baby, cradle and all. We've sung those words so many times, we fail to realize what they are really saying. In the same way, we can hear a scripture referenced so often that we fall asleep to its intended meaning. This is especially true for people who grew up in the church. We assume we know all about a story in the Bible, and we don't study it further. For all those reasons, I think we miss some fundamental truths scripture is trying to teach us about God's character in its opening pages. Not only do we miss those truths, but we also misinterpret and mischaracterize the heart of God. That can cause real damage. I've taught this content in several settings, and nearly every time someone approaches me on the verge of tears and shares how they realize they had the wrong view of God because of how they've experienced these stories in their past. These mischaracterizations of God can cause us to question God and lose trust in Him, which is the very thing I believe Genesis 3 is warning against. So I invite you to join me on this journey to take another look at the garden story in Genesis 3. We will look at the questions the text is trying to answer. We'll see how the fall not only sets up the good news of the gospel, but has good news in itself. We'll learn that the story of the fall reveals a God worthy of our trust, and we'll discover ourselves in the story. And hopefully, we will awaken from the lullaby effect and see this ancient story in new ways that speak to our lives today. So there you have it, the introduction to Trust Fall. So if you're interested in learning more, I would love for you to go to Amazon and search for Trust Fall and search for Brent Faulkner. There are several other books with Trust Fall as the title, lots of weird romance novels. So if you just search Trust Fall, you may not find it, but if you search my name with Trust Fall, you'll go right to it. It's available on Amazon, and I'm working to get it available in some other online stores as well. But yeah, hope you check that out. We'll get into more details about the book in future episodes and walk through some of that content as well. But wanted to celebrate. The book is complete. It is available, and I would love for you to read it. And then also, I would love to hear from you as you read through it. Love to hear your insights. Love to hear any questions or any pushback that you might have about it. You can get a hold of me by emailing me at brent@walkonpodcast.com. That's B-R-E-N-T at walkonpodcast.com. But really, I would love to hear from you. There's a lot of listeners that I see the numbers, but I don't know who you are and I don't know your story. And I would love to connect a name and a story together with that. So email me, and thank you for listening.